reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had and all she had to live on." And this, my brothers and sisters, is the good news, the gospel of the Lord. Many years ago, one of my daughters gave me a dime on my birthday. When she did, she apologized for such a meager gift, but murmured through her tears it was all she had. I could feel the tears welling up in my own eyes. The same thing is happening now as I recount this story. Somehow, I knew she meant she was giving me everything she had. Over 30 years later, I still have that dime. It is one of my great treasures. The name of this reflection is My 10 Cents Worth. Recently, I had the opportunity to visit my hometown. While there, I attended Mass at the church where my father's funeral Mass had been held. I enjoyed the experience for many reasons, not the least of which was a striking insight mentioned during the homily. The priest was speaking to the apparent contradiction in a phrase from Psalm 19, "The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart." Since precepts means rules or laws intended to regulate behavior, the obvious question is, how can rules or laws give joy to the heart? His answer was so simple, and yet so profound. Joy is not superficial happiness. Joy is a deep and lasting satisfaction of a call rightly lived. Every time we say the Our Father, we pray, "Thy will be done, thy kingdom come." God's will is that we experience joy. His kingdom comes to the extent we do so. Our journey through life is our opportunity to learn to follow the precepts of the Lord, to respond to His call, so we can experience joy. Perhaps the most difficult precept for most of us to learn on this journey is how to let go. To let go of the need for the superfluous. To let go of the belief that things will make one happy. To let go of resentments. Of the need to be in control. To let go of what seems too important to lose when that loss will help another. In his book, The Road Less Traveled, Scott Peck writes, "It is in giving of self that human beings can find the most ecstatic and lasting, solid, durable joy of life." Jesus summarized it this way, "Give, give, and you will receive more than you have given." A precept of the Lord that brings joy to the heart. Think about your own life. When have you been most touched by another's generosity? Isn't it when you have the feeling another has shared from the heart? Their only concern being your well-being? You knew you were loved. You became more. What you may not have realized is that whoever helped you was helped even more themselves by the joy that comes from a call rightly lived. And that's my 10 cents worth. And it's the good news. How do I feel when I go out of my way to help another?